Hi, this is Leon. On this audio that supplements the article on experiencing the great I am, I just want to talk a little bit about what it takes to create that experience for your clients or for those that you're working with through transformative processes. The truth is that when people get a chance to touch, to experience the essence of who they are, their most essential self, it is a deeply nurturing and deeply motivating experience. Because once you've had that sense of self at such a high level, connected with that point in which everything just falls away, all your concepts of who you are just fall away, and there is this spark of life, this light of self or soul that comes through. This is the point where people really understand what it is that the transformative process is working itself towards. So having these moments in a coaching conversation is just food for the transformative process, because now people understand this is what it's all about. This is what we're working towards. This is helpful because now I can hold more of this understanding of whom I'm becoming in my being because I've connected with it. And of course, the more we connect with it, the more we begin to embody. It's a slow, long process of really being the fullness of our essential self, but that is what transformation holds in store for everyone. So a consideration for you is, first of all, are you working with this yourself? So as a transformational coach, or deep transformational coach in particular, you're going to want to be working with this for yourself, creating moments in your life, in your day, in which you are connecting with your most essential self, with the light of your soul, experiencing yourself as the great I am. Because when you have done that, you will become a mighty facilitator for someone else to experience the same within themselves. It's a little bit like book smarts. If you say, well, I can help you to reach this state or this sense of self because I've heard about it somewhere, that's very different than if you yourself understand not only the process, but the experience. And so your own process of working to connect with it within yourself is going to be your best guide to supporting other people to experience that within themselves within your conversations. Another thing to consider is that very often this experience comes as a result of what you are actually working with, talking about in the coaching session. So what'll come through in deep transformative coaching sessions, and which is part of the visioning that people have for themselves, that sense of the emerging higher self, the new way of being that's beginning to appear through the earthquake of the old self, which is falling away, is that they're going to talk about aspects or qualities or characteristics of this emerging self. For example, I am peaceful. I want to be a more peaceful person, or I want to be a more joyful person in my life. So here's a wonderful opportunity, because now as people begin to talk about what they desire to become, in fact, are already becoming, here's an opportunity to usher this as an experience in your session. So for someone to experience themselves as, I am peace, or I am joy. So listen for those moments in your conversation where it's clear that the thirst for that experience of self in that new way is so great that they're kind of ready to just take a breath and be that. And so your role then switches from coaching into facilitation, meaning you're going to facilitate that experience. You might become more directive now in the coaching conversation by saying something, well, let's take a few breaths here. And let's just hold this thought you as joy. I am joy. Let's open our hearts to this, or just open your being to this experience of I am joy. So the best opportunities to have this arise in your coaching session is a natural, organic extension of what you are speaking about and working with as part of their emerging new self-awareness. And by connecting them to those higher fields of consciousness, those higher fields of self in this way, which is at an energetic level, there is absolutely an impact on their overall system of consciousness. It's like we're rewiring it to be able to hold more of that understanding of who they are within their system. And thus, as they leave sessions and go into their daily living, they're able to hold more of that exalted experience of self within their being because they're connecting with it, with you in these spaces. Now, having someone experience themselves as I am peace is not the same thing as having a peaceful moment in your conversations. For example, you might be noticing your clients are struggling with some aspect of themselves, where there's a lot of resistance or frustration, and you notice they're very tight and wound up. You may think at that moment that in the service of slowing it all down, nurturing a healing space, you invite them to take some very relaxing breaths with you, and just to begin to experience a more peaceful state of mind and being. And that's perfectly okay. You will do that as a deep coach. But having more peace or a slowed down state within your conversation is not the same as experiencing the self as I am peace or I am love. So be aware of that distinction and noticing that at times when people are really struggling with something, that is not likely to be the time when there's going to be a portal or natural opening to the I am experience. It's likely going to come from their desiring for it and their movement towards it, and they're going to be speaking about that with you in the conversation. Remember, this is nothing that you can ever force, and I mentioned that in the article. This is nothing that you can force to have happen for someone or with someone. They will signal a readiness, and practice six, tune into your client's deeper sense of self. This is your role, to be listening for the deeper self and its readiness for this experience. So you cannot say, I'm going to have this experience with you. I'm going to kind of will it to happen for you because I know that it's good or helpful for you where you're at. Rather, attuning to your client's deeper sense of self, are they ready for this? I work with many clients who are not ready for it in any way. They are sometimes even struggling with understanding who they want to be in this world in any way. I have a client right now as an example who struggles with defining who he wants to be in this world and very often defines himself by external things. Like if I say, what's your vision for yourself and your beingness in this world? He says, well, I'm going to be more secure because I have a secure job, or I'm going to be happier because I have a stable relationship. So he's defining these things in context to an external situation happening. But he's not yet able to just define himself as I desire to be more joyful. So there's a real lack of readiness here, and it comes through in every conversation. And I'm not looking to force this experience upon him. It will come when he is ready, and he may be far off in terms of readiness for that experience, and that's perfectly okay. I continue to hold the space in which it's a potential, what I call a resonant potential, this kind of vibrating way as a potential for him, but a potential which he may never actually be ready for within our work. And again, that is perfectly okay. But there will be other clients who are moving along quite well, and session after session, you notice them coming in. They may already be deeply anchored into this new way of being that's emerging, and coming into the space with you is a chance to amplify that experience. And those sessions may be, from the very beginning, very peaceful, very slowed down, lots of silence, lots of space, just holding the energies that want to happen. And as I said earlier, I like this idea of, you know, we're we're connecting to the circuitry of consciousness and really bolstering it within the session. And those are the sessions where you'll find it's very easy to enter into these exalted experiences of I am, because the readiness is there. So I hope that helps to give you an idea of some of the considerations in ushering the great I am experience into your coaching relationships and into your work. Blessings to you.